Welcome to EA Truth Radio, brought to you by eternalaffairsmedia.com. I'm your host, Dan Hennen. Today is September 20th, 2020, and our show will be about current events. I'll take this past week's news stories and current events from all over the globe, strip out the fake news, and present the listeners with a clear, concise summary in a 30-minute program. Keep in mind that this is a faith-based program. We'll start off with a prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, we humbly come before your throne and ask that you bless the airwaves and this show. Scramble all devices of the enemy and allow this show to go forth and reach thousands, even million if you will, Lord. May thy will be done, and we're grateful for this show and our audience. Please be with each and every one of them in their homes while they tune into our shows. Bless each and every one of them in Jesus' living, powerful, active, and matchless name. Amen. The founder and publisher of Eternal Affairs Media is Curtis R. Bazzelli. He's a loyal member of the Patriot Mobile and encourages you to mention his name. Patriot Mobile is the only conservative mobile phone carrier that will meet all your calling, texting, and data needs. You can get up to $600 off your bill annually when you refer friends to Patriot Mobile. Join us and fight for your conservative values with each call you make on their nationwide cell phone network. Remember to mention Curtis R. Bazzelli when you sign up for service. Well, let's start the show. We've got a lot to cover. Once again, the strange just keep getting stranger. Boy, as this election cycle comes up, things are, for the most part, coming off the rails. It's just, we're living in bizarro world. Well, let's get started. In Salem, Oregon, Oregon's fire marshal was placed on leave back on September 11th. His name is Jim Walker. He was helping a colleague whose family was missing in a fire zone. So he put his focus there. Wasn't focusing on work. They placed him on leave, and 2 days later, he resigned. And so this relates now to the fires, West Coast fires, Pacific Northwest. Helping a colleague whose family was missing, they place him on leave. And I think this helps to bring in someone that they, probably a controllable person there on that position. They look for a reason to get rid of him. This week, 250 senior military leaders endorsed Donald Trump for re-election. That's pretty big news. Doesn't make the news, doesn't make the front page. That's why we have shows like this, to let the public know what's going on here behind the scenes. Mainstream media didn't touch this story. How about this story? In Louisiana, a judge was convicted on sex crimes against underage girls. This was on, this made the news on September 14th. A judge, I mean, this is a judge in Louisiana. His sentencing will take place on October 15th. In New Hampshire, a county sheriff candidate won the Republican nomination. But we have to keep in mind she's a transsexual Satanist anarchist. Her name is Aria DiMezzo, and she credits uninformed voters with her win. Wow. And once again, people going to the polls and voting straight up Republican or straight up Democrat. They don't even look at the names. They don't research the people. They vote red or blue. And that is the problem. She comes out and says it herself, uninformed voters. And now she's Republican nomination for the local county sheriff position. Wow. In Pennsylvania, Governor Tom Wolf and Dr. Rachel Levine, they both ordered that shutdown early in the spring of the small businesses. Pennsylvania Governor Tom Wolf and this leading doctor, Dr. Rachel Levine, they both got together in early spring, ordered a shutdown of all the businesses. Well, now things have started to open back up. A lawsuit was filed against them for wrongly or not having the power to do so. A judge ordered that this action was unconstitutional. Look it up. September 14th, this was in the news. The judge says, you can't do that. It's unconstitutional to be able to shut down in terms of a pandemic. So you could recommend, you could request, but their order was to shut it down. Well, their lawsuit came back unconstitutional. You can't be doing that. Trump had a rally. Actually, Trump had no rallies this week in Nevada. And an announcement he made on Twitter on September 14th said, thanks again to the governor of Nevada. They worked very hard to ensure that we had no Trump rallies this week. So the political games and the dirty tricks are in high gear. They were unable to even hold a Trump rally. No harm there, Trump rally. But the Dems did all they could to shut it down. That is where Trump is most successful, rallies and debates. And that's why you see the Dems shutting down the rallies and eliminating the debates or reducing them. Joe Biden cannot beat Trump on a debate. So they're looking for all these COVID reasons to shut things down. And that's exactly why. It's all these political dirty tricks. The Department of Defense this week confirms that directed energy weapons exist. These are directed energy weapons. The acronym is DEW, D-E-W. Folks have been posting about this for 4 or 5 years now relating to some of these strange fires that have been taking place, and particularly Paradise, California, where the aluminum is melted, trees are still standing, and homes are leveled. That's not a wildfire. That's not a normal fire. That's not something that happens in a real live fire situation. Trees left standing, homes are melted. So the Department of Defense came out and said that Russia and China both have the capabilities of doing this. Didn't say anything about the U.S., because I think we also have them, but used a carefully crafted statement to say that Russia and China both have the capabilities. Of course, they're the bad guys, so they have to have the capabilities, but did not say anything about the U.S. having them. So now we know they exist. Number one, they exist. This is not a conspiracy theory. This is not some wild, outlandish theory that folks have been talking about. This capability does exist. DEWs, D-E-Ws, do exist. This should have been front page news. Very important. Once again, when these conspiracies come to life, these conspiracy theories come true, and they're actually true now and proven true, where are the folks coming out and apologizing to say that no such thing exists? It would be nice to see that. A human smuggling ring was busted in Phoenix, Arizona this week with the help from Homeland Security. Once again, more human trafficking, sex trafficking, child trafficking. These big smuggling rings, another one busted, not really in the news, not mentioned in the news. Hurricane Sally did make the news. That made landfall in Gulf Shores, Alabama on September 16th. Big hurricane coming up through the Gulf makes landfall. Well, that's noteworthy. But what you don't see on the news are things like this. The last hurricane that made landfall in Alabama was Hurricane Ivan, also in Gulf Shores, Alabama, also on September 16th. Exactly 16 years ago, back-to-back hurricanes make landfall in Gulf Shores, Alabama, on the same day. Take it how you want. Weather modification, who knows, or perhaps it's just a coincidence. Candace Owens this week announced on Twitter that 90,000 copies of her recent book that were sold on Amazon, she had been getting over 1,000 emails, texts, and notifications in the review section of Amazon regarding her book, that people are getting the book that appears it had been stomped on or stepped on. And many people said they had their copy when they received it and opened it up in the mail, had Vaseline smeared all over the front cover. So she makes this Twitter, obviously the folks at Amazon are doing things to her book before they're shipping them out. Once again, how low can these people go? You don't have to like the book. You don't have to buy the book. But to be treated this way is a little too much. Chuck Grassley is in the news. Senator from Iowa made a tweet about a dead animal being found in his yard on his farm in Iowa. He had the wrong spelling, but he used the word pigeon and stated that there were markers on the left leg and the right leg, and he gave a code number. Many are not suspecting this to be an actual pigeon, that this is code of some sort. The language that he used almost seems as if a drone was shot down or a drone filming his property landed inoperable in his yard, and he was making it notable using the code letters and numbers on that machine and saying that it was just simply a pigeon. Once again, more dirty tricks. That'd be something to follow up on. Chuck Grassley, good guy, one of the good guys. Once again, he's facing backlash. Trump offers Julian Assange a win-win deal to avoid extradition to the United States if he reveals the source of the hacking of the DNC party emails. Now, this was in the news on September 18th. I have yet to find anything that verifies this, if this actually did take place. Seems to me it'd be reasonable enough that it's not a joke. It's not made up. It could be. As we all know, if this was the case, Julian Assange would name Seth Rich as the person who grabbed the data, not hacked, but focused on forwarding the data over to WikiLeaks. And mainstream media cannot have that. They've got to have that Russian hackers broke into this thing. But when they find out it was one of their own, Seth Rich was a DNC staffer that found this and forwarded to WikiLeaks. So maybe someone can write in and leave a comment if they know anything further about that. Julian Assange, once again, very interesting. House Democrats this week call on a DOJ watch group to open up an emergency investigation into the Durham inquiry. Now we're seeing more panic once again. Panic. House Democrats can't just simply focus on doing their job. But now they want to open up an investigation into the Durham inquiry. Now, we've already heard from Tom Fitton that perhaps the Durham inquiry has no teeth to it, has no bite. There will be no consequences, indictments coming from that. And so who knows why Tom Fitton was saying this. Some have lost faith in Tom Fitton. Those of us following Q and QAnon know that Durham's revelations will have some bite to it and will face some consequences for those people named in that probe. Well, that seems to be true now that the Democrats have called on a DOJ watchdog group to open up not only an investigation, an emergency investigation. So their backs are up against the wall. They need to shut this down because this is really going to drop some heads. Bill Gates this week. Another story. Wild, bizarre story. Bill Gates blames Trump of relating to his COVID travel bans on the acceleration of the pandemic. So now we get Bill Gates making another public statement that Trump is at fault by enacting the travel bans, which actually helped shut it down. So Gates, once again, bad guy, black hat, one of the folks on the players in this chessboard to watch his movements, much like Dr. Fauci. This week, a man by the name of Luis Moreno Jr., he's a Spanish broadcaster for the NFL's Carolina Panthers. He's an open advocate for Trump and has posted some positive QAnon things. He was let go from his job. He feels that it's his Trump stance and QAnon stance that was the reason that he was pushed out of his job. So once again, people are slowly being pushed out. All you need is to be a favorable Trump supporter and mention anything about QAnon, and you will be shut down. There was a shooter in a Bass Pro Shop on 9/6. This is September 6th, not exactly a week ago, but the reason I'm bringing this up, this took place in Spanish Fork, Alabama on 9/6. The reason I'm bringing this up is that the person was apprehended, no one was killed, but there was an active shooter on the scene. This appears to be a false flag incident that didn't take off. Appears to be an orchestrated event that was not successful. And what you see here is no one in the mainstream news touching the article. If it would have been successful, and there would have been dozens of murdered people, it would have been front page news all over the media. Here he was apprehended. Media doesn't touch on it. So once again, another thing to keep in mind when watching the news is stories like that. Also this week, John Bolton, remember he came out recently with his book. There's now been a grand jury subpoena regarding his dealing with classified information. This came out on September 15th, if you want to look it up. This is John Bolton. So he's got issues. Someone who doesn't, someone who's doing good things, President Trump, signed another deal, another peace treaty this week. This time it's called the Abraham Accords, dealing with the Middle East. And once again, that's downplayed. People I've seen made comments on this saying there's no trouble over there with these countries. Who cares if they sign a peace treaty? They're not fighting in the first place. Well, this is now, I think, the second or third peace treaty that Donald Trump has originated and signed off on. And it's making big, big news around the world, but you don't hear it in the U.S. here. Donald Trump, in fact, was nominated for his second Nobel Peace Prize award this week. Twitter banned Dr. Li Meng Yan, a whistleblower, this week. They shut her down. They shut her down on September 15th. They actually banned her account. She's a whistleblower on the COVID, a doctor, and opening up a lot of this suggestions that we have known basically about here for many months, that this is a genetically modified COVID. This coronavirus is man-made, made in a lab, regardless if it's made in China or the U.S., perhaps in Fort Detrick, where regardless of where it was released, regardless of how it got there and how deadly it is a man-made disease. We already know that and have known that. Now, she's the one who's more vocal about it on Twitter. And on September 15th, she was banned. So they're shutting down, censoring the legitimate whistleblowers. Kamala Harris, takes her entourage into a restaurant this week. They went to Amaze Latin Flavors, Southern Florida. The owner was not made aware. The owner was not asked. They just barged in and had lunch there. Well, the owner had to make a remark later, a public statement by saying, if anyone wants to come here that relates to politics, feel free to ask. I'll more than likely say yes. I'll more than likely agree to it. But when you come in unannounced, it makes it look like now that I'm supporting the Democratic cause. Many people mentioned on social media and on this person's Facebook page and on social media in the Yelp comments regarding this restaurant is that they're no longer going to attend because it's now he's taking a stance on the Democratic side and going with Biden and Harris. He said that is not the case. He's never actually made a political statement in his life regarding the restaurant. He came to America, opened a restaurant, and made it his goal to never be political because that draws too much criticism. And right he is. Now, was that the reason she and her entourage went there? Or was it, once again, coincidental? Very strange. The Michigan Secretary of State purposely misprinted ballots for military voters serving overseas that had a Trump ticket on it and said it was a mistake. Well, was it also a mistake for the fact that those did not have Biden's name on it or Pence's name on it altogether? They left Pence's name off altogether on the vote. Her name is Jocelyn Benson, the Secretary of State. Well, Trump found out about that. Once again, too many coincidences. Obviously, something was done on purpose there. He called her a Trump hater. A Trump hater. Oklahoma City this week, 262 arrested. 5 missing children were recovered. Found in Operation Triple Beam. A sweep called Operation Triple Beam in Oklahoma City. 262 arrested, 5 missing children found. Once again, more good news. This is a story you're not going to see in the mainstream news at all. Anything to do with human trafficking, sex trafficking, or child trafficking, and the elimination of it. Remember, Trump is behind this. His executive order signed on December 21st, 2017, made it a priority to start flushing out these groups, flushing out saving the children, draining the swamp. People can think what they want about what that meant, but these are good things happening. QAnon this week. QAnon posted a Mickey Mouse watch. Mickey Mouse watch. A single image, hands pointed to 10 after 10, and folks are trying to examine what exactly that means. Clock is ticking, was a previous post, and now we see that Ruth Bader Ginsburg died. So that post was the 16th, the post about the Mickey Mouse watch, and some have speculated that the meaning of that is 10-10. Mathematically, you can reduce that down to 5-5. 5:5 is military speak for open communications, or that's a clearly understood, comms understood, read you loud and clear, and the Mickey Mouse watch. So maybe perhaps when they made that decision to allow her to, quote, die, as she could have been dead already back in 2018. Now, the election coming up, Ruth Bader Ginsburg obviously dies. The timing is very suspicious. Joe Rogan this week. He was the one going to orchestrate this big debate with Biden and Trump on September 18th, basically was exposed as another controlled researcher, Joe Rogan. He said something that pushed the line, and he was forced to apologize on September 18th for that. A true, honest patriot would not be sitting there apologizing for things that they are exposing. So another one to watch. Watch your back. Joe Rogan's another one. Tends to do good. Appears to be a good guy. White hat. But once again, how is he getting this attention? How is he always in the news? Who is he controlled by? So Ruth Bader Ginsburg dies. QAnon. It does look now that all assets have been deployed. This seems to be another chess move on purpose with the timing. Now, QAnon said the next 2 weeks will be huge with the big news coming out the next 2 weeks. This week, there was big news. All of this going on, all of this shenanigans. The week ends with Ruth Bader Ginsburg dying, which is going to result in a state funeral. The other thing it's going to present us with is an open Supreme Court justice seat that Donald Trump now has the option to fill. Well, boy, this really went off. Before Chuck Schumer, in fact, Chuck Schumer didn't even make a tweet about Ruth Bader Ginsburg dying. His very first tweet was that the Supreme Court justice is going to be filled, and when? We can't have Trump do it. We have to wait till after the election. Not even a condolences. Chuck Schumer, bad guy, black hat, once again, pushing his weight around, saying that we cannot allow President Trump to make the announcement to bring someone and nominate someone for that seat. The election's too close. We have to do it afterwards. Very same day, we get former President Barack Obama saying it was Ruth Bader Ginsburg's final wishes to make sure that if she died before the election, to make sure that someone else after the election brings in the nomination, so it's not Trump. Now, how likely is this story? Very unlikely. This is just getting to bizarro world now with this timing of all of this. Now, interestingly enough, who will be presiding about the hearings for the nomination? It's going to be Lindsey Graham. Lindsey Graham, long time, many people thought he was a good guy. Long time, many people thought he was a bad guy. Odds are, he's both. Both. He's another one to watch. The fact that he's presiding over all this is more astounding than anything else. And look for this whole thing to be delayed. Now, according to the Constitution, whoever is the president at the time gets the chance to fill it. It's irrelevant when the election's coming up, irrelevant of how many days before the election. We know Trump's going to win it anyway, so he can nominate the new Supreme Court justice now or later. But the Dems have not been able to get Trump out. Between the impeachment, between the assassination attempts, between all of these Russian hoax theories, this Christopher Steele dossier, all of these things against Flynn, Roger Stone have all been proven false or orchestrated. They've got to pull out all the stops. In fact, yesterday, a letter sent to the President of the United States contained ricin, poison, addressed to the President. They're pulling out all the stops and they're going to want to blame it on a lone nut somewhere. About trying to do this. They're going to try to pull out all the stops. We've already heard that if Trump does not win, he's not going to leave office. Well, we know how that's going to be portrayed when the election results are in. They're going to say there's no way Trump won. It must have been fraud. Someone must have been meddling in the election. And in fact, they're going to say Biden won. And so now Trump needs to step down, and they are already guessing that he's going to refuse to do so. So look what the media is trying to populate and try to plant those little seeds in our heads that those things are going to take place. They've already said that if Trump loses, he must leave. And we think, this is the Democrats talking, we think that he's going to refuse to leave. So that's the spin they're going to put on it. That's the spin. We already know from QAnon that Biden will not be the nomination anyway. They'll do a last minute change of batter. Now, a lot of people think that they're going to elevate Kamala Harris to be the nominee. No, I don't personally think that. I think she's on the ticket as the VP, and she'll stay there. They'll swap out Biden with someone else and keep Harris on the ticket. So look for what they're trying to do here in the news. The news themselves are portraying Biden in a bad light, in a negative light. They're slowly changing to make him look bad. And so that'll sway the public opinion. You know, someone else will come in there. He won't be fit to run. They'll replace him with someone else. So look for that in the next couple of weeks as well. Possibly this week. Big news coming up this week. We've already heard that from QAnon. Now, Ray, last story. FBI chief is Ray. It looks like he's going to step down or be replaced. Trump already has a short list of replacements to replace Christopher Ray as the FBI director. So if he moves on this, now we know that Ray is also bad. The former group was bad. We need to get the good guys or white hats into the FBI, into the Department of Justice, into the State Department, and into the CIA. These are all still organizations being run with rogue elements. And that's why we're seeing all this nonsense going on. That's all I've got for today. Remember to check out all of our articles and content at eternalaffairsmedia.com. And if you feel so led to do so, please click the links in the description to support us financially. We are an entirely independent media operation and end times ministry. We rely on your support to continue providing you excellent content. Go to eternalaffairsmedia.com and bookmark the site, as well as sign up for the email newsletter in case they ever take our social media pages down. We also would like to thank the patrons that are donating to us. That helps out a lot. Thanks again. Once again, my name is Dan Hennen. Today is September 20th.